All right, welcome to episode 72 of the Bobbycast. We're recording this one right after our radio show on Thursday, July 27th, while everybody's still in the room except for Eddie, who is in the bathroom. which everybody goes to the bathroom. Like, it's not a thing. But Eddie's been gone for a long time, and all the guys are debating who's going to go in and get him. Is he sick?
It smells like he is.
Oh,
really?
No. Oh, well, man. I don't need to know that. Like, we don't need to talk about that on here. No.
Oh, I don't know. They're just making a big deal, and they're giggling about it.
I know. How old are Lunchbox? You just turned 36.
It's gross.
Okay.
Like, Ray was trying to think of ways to trick everybody to go in there.
Oh, is that why you guys are talking about it?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a big bathroom guy. Like, I don't really think bathroom humor is that. I'm going to call him, though.
Yeah,
what?
You're going to call him. What if he answers, and he's like, okay, this is interesting. Oh, gosh.
Come on, Eddie. Answer.
Hello?
I'm coming.
All right, where are you?
I'm walking in.
Okay, come on in. I guess he's all good. There he is.
Dang, man.
I didn't know what the big deal was.
What's the big deal?
I don't know. I was like, hey, we're going to record a Bobbycast with... And they were like, Eddie's in the bathroom, and then Ray kept trying to trick everybody to go in because apparently you were crushing it.
It's a rough one.
Let me ask this question. This is interesting. What's the relationship like with your significant others about the bathroom? Because with my girlfriend, it's not a thing. It doesn't exist. The toilet is not...
That's out of bounds?
It's just not a thing.
What do you mean? So if you have to go to the restroom, you can't go around them? Like,
I don't.
Well, because sometimes doesn't she try to talk to you while she's peeing and you can't handle
for her,
it?
Okay, here's the thing about, I'll go first. With my relationship, she grew up around all dudes and she got a brother, she was in a band, she's been in bands her whole life. It's all dudes. She's basically a woman in a man's world. She does what guys do, plays lead guitar. Like, women can do it, but for the most part, that's a guy thing people associate that with. So it's not a thing to her. For me, I grew up with all women. Mom, grandma, sister, all women. Bathroom is just not a thing. Like, women aren't proud of their bathrooms. Guys are.
Oh.
I never walked in and had a big brother or dad. I was like, take a look at my crap pile, you know, in the toilet.
Okay. Y'all do that?
Guys do, yeah.
My whole house now, because
no,
I have two kids and two boys.
Okay, as a little kid, maybe. No, yeah.
I know.
But I partake in it.
Yes.
All three of us do. And my wife's just like, you guys are all disgusting. Like, that's what we do.
It's definitely... As I talk about it out loud, I now see why I'm so not into the bathroom. The humor,
makes sense.
The farting on people, all that stuff that Lunchbox loves and he thinks is so funny. That's why I don't get it. So my girlfriend, she'll start talking to me. I'm like, no, it doesn't happen anymore. But she knows I don't like to talk. So I walk in, if she's in mid-conversation, she'll just stop and let me go to the bathroom. And then that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, bathroom for me, there's not a toilet that exists whenever we're together.
Okay.
There is, but you have to go and it's like a secret layer of dungeon you go into and you shut the door and it doesn't exist for a while. But I'm just not a bathroom person. So, no, it doesn't get talked about at all. And that's also, too, I never want to get to the point where bathroom's comfortable. Because I just don't like the bathroom.
Well, I've been married 10 years, and it's not comfortable for my husband. He does not talk about it. I don't mind talking about anything. He cannot handle it.
You also get colonics in your butt.
Yeah.
Like,
but he doesn't want to hear about it. If I have one of those appointments, I'll be like, I have my special appointment. Like, he
can... Oh, he didn't want the name.
No, he doesn't want the name. If it's my time of the month, y'all know how much I love to talk about my time of the month.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, my... He cannot... He's like... Blah, blah,
that
blah, blah,
I don't
blah.
Mind.
Yeah, but we've been...
I don't want to hear that.
But anything that's like... Has to do with our bodies and like... If he's sick sometimes, whatever the symptoms are, I may never know it if he's got bathroom stuff because he does not talk about it because that's how his family grew up. Like...
Wow.
I'm like, you had a mom and a sister. You're telling me they never had periods? And he's like, nope. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
And we never had toilets. So he didn't have periods, but we didn't have toilets.
Basically, that's how they handled it, too. Like, if they had, like, a stomach bug or an issue where there was stuff going on, they did not address it. So if I have to talk to my husband about it, he can barely handle it. And that sucks, because I love talking about it. Maturely, I like talking about it. Not like, hee, 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 come look at this.
So
but I
you're
like being like...
Clinically.
Yes. because there are like healthy signs to your rest. Like your, that's all about your digestive system and like what's going on. And I like talking about it and he cannot handle it.
Yeah, me either. I don't, it doesn't happen
to me.
Well,
your girlfriend and I, we can talk about it. We talk about it a lot.
I know you do.
We text each other about
what you talk to, you text each other about your back. Like women doing that is weird to me. Like guys, I get it, like making jokes, but women texting each other about their bathroom.
But I think theirs is more of a talking about
it's
it
like from a
for health.
For, yeah, it is.
And you're talking about it because it's stinky.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like my brother and I, we used to, one would go upstairs, another one would go downstairs at the same time, and boom, fumigate the house. Like, I mean, it was like,
see, that's
boom.
So
like, yeah, we would drop bombs. Like,
no.
And my family, we sit in there for 30 minutes. It's easy. Like we
what?
Are just, oh yeah, the guys in the family, we are in there for a
Did
while.
Did you know that Lunchbox today still, it takes them 30 minutes to poop?
I don't like talking about that stuff.
Absolutely.
I know, we just found out.
I don't like talking. Even
yeah, how do you know that 30, about him?
Because he told me. Oh. 30 minutes. Because I said, hey, we need to go. He's like, I need 30 minutes. I'm like, 30 minutes? He's like, every time. That's what he does.
I can tell you this, that just talking in general macro terms, from working in radio before it was all computerized, I can use any bathroom in 3 minutes.
Oh, and
that's
you measured
not healthy.
That
all.
You measured that through song length.
All, yes. So when I for the first 3 or 4 years I worked in radio, it was switching out CDs. And so you'd put the CD in, you'd push play on the computer to play like one of the pieces of like, at the time it was KLAZ. It'd go KLAZ, then you hit the CD again. And so you'd have to pick out long songs. And this isn't uncommon for people radio in the early 2000s or 60s. Oh, no, all this before it became computerized. And I played Matchbox 20, Back to Good. That was my song. And if you heard that on the radio, you knew I was going to the bathroom. The people that knew me. So I'll play. I don't even know if you guys know Matchbox 20, Back to Good.
I don't know that song.
It's going back to... I'll play it for you in a minute.
Okay.
It wasn't one of their bigger hits, but you'll recognize it whenever you hear it. But no, I'm not a bathroom guy. Lunchbox, you and your wife, how do you talk about bathroom?
My wife doesn't really like it, so I respect her, and I tell her I have to go to the office. And that means I'm going to the bathroom.
But what's the difference in a word?
I don't know. It's just more comfortable for
Same
her, so
yeah.
I just try to be... But once I'm in there, we don't communicate. Like, there's no talking through the door, none of that. I go in there, I go to the office, and I'm in there for 30, 40 minutes, and... I use the squatty potty, and it's great.
Isn't the squatty potty hers, though? I thought she would like to talk about it since she wanted a squatty potty.
Well, I got it for both of us. There's one in each bathroom. We have two bathrooms, and there's a squatty potty in each. And, yeah,
They're
I call
legit.
It the office, and that's it. That's
what does she call it?
She didn't really say when she's going to go. She just kind of disappears. She kind of, like, walks around. I'll be in the kitchen. She'll just go somewhere. And,
that's kind of what I do. That's kind of what the
girls
do.
Yeah, she tries to slink off or try to do it when I'm not there.
The weird thing, it's not even weird for, and I know she's going to hear this and call me on it. But the weird thing is, like, if Lindsay and I are somewhere and we're in a hotel room, there's a bathroom right by the bed or TV. I hate that. Because it's just like, we're in the same room. I'm going to the bathroom in the same room, basically. So I hate that part of it.
Do you go down to the lobby?
No, I don't go that far out. Ugh. I don't like it, though. Eddie, you and your wife?
We're open. I mean,
like
literally doors open,
no,
have conversations.
No.
Sometimes just like someone standing at the door, you know, the doorway, just like talking.
While they're doing the little one and the big one?
Yes.
No.
Both.
No.
You're out of your mind.
The only problem
what
now,
is wrong with you?
The only problem now is our kids have seen this and they've just been like, okay, so that's what you do. So they don't even close the door when they go to the bathroom. And then we're trying to teach them like, all right, guys, come on. You got to have privacy.
That's disgusting, Eddie.
Y'all have a conversation
it's
while.
What we do. We've always done that.
But you do the big one. Why you talk?
Yeah.
What is
For
wrong
her
with
too?
You?
What? Sometimes I'm doing the big one and she just hangs out. And sometimes she can't
hangs
take
out.
It because the big one's a little too big. And she's just like, okay, I got to go.
I'm nauseous.
Listen, it just went level one, level two, level three. And I'm disgusted. First it with Amy a little bit. Then with
Me?
Lunchbox in the middle. Then with Eddie a lot.
But do you make jokes?
Like
when
I'm
you
come fighting
out?
Bowser now and Mario with you. Like
Bowser's the big guy.
Yes, I'm at that level right now.
Like, nice reference.
What?
Because when I come out, I'm always like, I always make the joke, do not. Go in there.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I always let her
he
know.
He likes Ace Ventura, American Pie. The guy doesn't grow up. Like, he literally, nothing about Lunchbox changes. Let me talk about Wag Walker for a second. So if you love your dog and your dog's family, like my dog is, that sometimes you can't be there if they need walked. And sometimes there's times where you're gone, like, wish I had somebody. That's why I like Wag Walker. It's an on-demand app. It's like Uber for dog walkers. And they thoroughly vet these dog walkers, quality people. and you can live GPS your dog's walk. There are notifications when your dog pees or poops. Did you know that?
It's awesome.
It like will bark at you if your sound's on and the app's up. There's a photo report card at the end of each walk. And the best part, again, you don't have to be home. You can be home and order someone to come walk, take your dog for a walk if you're busy. Or you can be gone and WAG will send you a free lockbox, or you can leave like alternate home instructions. But WAG is awesome. It's a must-have app. Just search for WAG in the, you know, in the app stores. Or if you can get a free walk, too, if you text the word BONES to 25324. Text the word BONES to 25324. Or even if you don't want to do that, you want to check out WAG, just download WAG. It's WAG Walker. You're going to love it. A special link to download the app. Get the first dog walk absolutely free right there. So there's that. And there's the bathroom talk. We should also bring up, since it's been a while since we've done an in-studio BobbyCast, the last one we did, there was a big fight when Nada was working here.
Oh, boy.
Nada's not here, but Morgan number two, which who we still haven't really named anything yet, is doing digital now. And I guess we haven't spent a lot of time on the air introducing her to people, but I don't know a whole lot about her. Do you guys?
I know a lot about her.
Yeah? Like what?
Yeah, she's got a lot of sisters. She's
Morgan, how are you, by the way?
I'm doing good. Why
does her mic not work?
Is it broken again?
Sounds weird.
Can you go get on...
Here, come share it.
Eddie's mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, our stuff is so old and crappy. If our studio was in New York, we could have all new stuff.
That'd be baller.
Because we're just not near the people that make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
If this studio was in New York, we'd have legitimate, awesome stuff.
One time in the kitchen there, I spilled something and someone appeared out of nowhere and wiped it up.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What just happened?
Like, if our executives... from New York, because I always have to go up there. If they came in our studio and saw like how crappy our equipment is and our floors and stuff, I do think things would change.
Oh, so what's it, what do we got to do to get them down here?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. But hi, Morgan number two, hello.
Hello.
Like, I know two Morgans, and they both happen to work for me now, which kind of sucks. Because her name can't be Morgan in any form. It can't be Digital Morgan. It can't be. So eventually something's going to come from it. But, okay, so you're how old?
I'm 23.
And you're from Wichita.
Yeah.
When did you graduate college?
In 2015, so 2 years ago.
Goodness.
That's crazy,
wow.
Right?
Graduating college. Oh,
what was your goal in life? Like, what did you want to be when you went to college?
I mean, I studied journalism. I wanted to do something in the journalism realm. But honestly, working on a show like this was the dream job. I just never really thought it would happen as fast as it did.
Whenever Nada was, that was happening, and it was like, okay, she's not coming back. I pulled Morgan in the office and I was like, hey, I just need you to fill in. Because I didn't have any intention to hire you at first. I didn't have any intention to hire anybody. Nobody expected that to happen. And so I pulled Morgan. I was like, I just need you to like show up. And if you don't mind, for like a week or so. And the week turned into 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks now, you're full time with the show. But you never thought this would actually be a job.
No, I mean, I never thought that would happen. You just don't expect something like that to open up like it did.
And this is the dream job for her dad listens.
Yeah. That's cool.
Does her dad still listen?
Oh,
still
yeah. Listen? Oh, yeah.
You stopped listening for a... You listened as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How old were you when you were listening to our show?
Oh, it was like middle school, freshman year of high school. Wow. Up until then. When you guys were on top 40.
Yeah. Did you think we were cool?
Yeah.
Like how cool?
Like really cool.
Do you still think we're cool?
Yeah.
No, okay. Hold on.
I agree with that. She still thinks we're pretty cool.
So
she's
you lived
star-struck.
In Wichita. You would listen to the show.
Yes.
On 96.3.
Yes.
And so then you went off to college. Where'd you go to school?
For college, Kansas State.
So you went to Kansas State.
Yeah.
We weren't on there, were we?
No.
But your dad kept listening.
Yes.
Would he fill you in on what the show was up to?
Oh, he would call me every day and tell me Amy's joke. Every single day.
Love it. Shout out.
It kept you and your dad close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even if I didn't answer, he'd leave a voicemail and tell me it, and then I'd listen to it the next day. It was like our way of keeping in touch every single day.
I love that.
I love that.
It's the little things, you know?
So your family is, who'd you grow up with?
I have three older sisters, so I'm the youngest. And my parents. I mean, we were close family. We still are. Everybody's still together, and everybody's back home in Wichita besides me.
Do they think it's cool that you're on this show?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah. My older sisters both listen to you guys, too, so.
Do they ask you stuff like, what's so-and-so really like?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
All the time. Like, and I just kind of laugh, and I'm like, it's what you would expect. It's normal.
If you say, they say, what's Eddie really like? What would you tell them?
Annoying.
Let her answer.
Yeah. Now, like, really, what would you tell them?
I'd say he's really nice. He's like a brother. Honestly, like, that's how he acts. He's a lot like a brother.
And so, but what's he like to hang around?
He's just nice, and he gives me crap a lot of the time, so that's kind of why he's more of the brother figure to me.
So he flirts?
No. I'm
your sister. I'm playing your sister. Is he flirty?
I don't think so. No. I mean, he smiles a lot, so if you think a smile is flirting, yeah, we could go with that.
Good answer.
What about Lunchbox? What's he like?
He's like the jokester, like the guy that plays pranks on everybody. That's him.
Is he nice?
Yeah, very nice. Like, it's all everything you see on the show is not who he is. Like, he's really sweet and he's really quiet. When
that's what we say all
off.
The time. He plays some character. He like turns it up. Hate everybody.
He tries to act all bad.
Yeah, he tries to be like
Mr.
Bad.
Did you just say I'm quiet?
You can be. Like, when the shows go off, you're not as loud. Like,
well,
you're really loud on the show. But
well,
you're
yeah,
not
but
as
during
loud.
The songs, I mean, where there's not a bunch of stuff to, you know, yak about, I just got to sit over here and... I don't know what she's trying to say here.
Okay, you're chill.
Do you think
is that,
that
better?
She's saying the same thing that we always say. You go into this character.
No, there is no character. I am loud and proud and awesome, and I do it. I mean, I get on here.
I'm loud and proud and awesome.
So which is the real one we're getting?
Yeah,
I mean,
so
you,
which like, is because we know when you come on the air, you turn it way up.
No, I just am talking like... I'm here to entertain. When it's during commercial, I need a break. You know, it's sort of like when you go on your break. When I worked at Sam's Club, you get a little 15-minute break.
Yeah.
I'm on my break during songs.
So you weren't trying to sell TVs during break.
Right.
But when it's TV selling time.
I'm selling. You know what I mean? When you're on, you're on. When you're on break, you're on break. You want to relax and veg out. And like, whoa.
Why don't you let us talk about like some of the real life stuff, like the nice things that you do sometimes.
We do. We can talk about it all you want.
But you always say that, but then you always get off of
it. Like what? What do you want to talk about? I do a lot of nice things. Like go ahead and name them.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah, well, like, talk about your, you know, charity work. He's like, no, I do it. There are kids, and we worked on stuff.
I do. I'm wearing my Kid Power shirt today. Kid Power. Mentor. 2015.
What do you think that, okay, so you've known Lunchbox just for a brief bit. What is he about?
That's hard. I mean, right? I know. Yeah, like I couldn't pinpoint what he's about. But I mean, I met him in Wichita a few times when he came down, and he's always been really nice. Like I know he likes to have a good time.
He does like to have a good time.
Yeah,
for sure.
And he likes to be the life of the party if you let him.
He's gotten wimpier with age, though.
Oh, for sure.
Like
what do you mean wimpier? Whoa,
36.
Yeah, dude.
I am 36.
You don't drink as much. You don't eat as much pizza.
No. Hold on, huh? The pizza was never a thing. And I don't drink as much because, man, no one goes out, and I don't go out as much. It's just no,
she does. She's out every weekend now, partying like crazy.
Still?
No, Eddie doesn't go out. The people I would go out with don't go out. Eddie doesn't go out.
I'm not good enough for him.
We're all getting older, buddy.
No. Have you ever texted me to say, hey, you going out?
Do you guys even have each other's number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got her number.
Well, I mean, and you're married now. A lot of you has changed.
Right.
I got her number.
I got the digits, and I saved them in my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
I saved her as Morgan Webb.
Well, she's digital Morgan in my phone.
Oh.
So I can type
she's
a different.
Morgan too.
In yours?
Yeah.
So with Lunchbox, you can't really pinpoint what's real and what's not.
And I don't understand what you mean by what I'm about. Like,
Ray,
what do you mean?
Ray throws that vibe to me a bit too sometimes. It's like, I know that's Ray, but I'm just like, I don't know.
Ray's mysterious.
Like, there's just something. He's so over the top. He can't hear us in the glass room. But he's so over the top, but it's all the time for years where it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Because you just don't live in that character.
Mm-hmm. He's consistent.
Where Lunchbox isn't always consistent.
Whoa! I'm more consistent than Ray. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
So
if your sister said, how's Lunchbox, you would say?
He's a jokester.
Jokester.
He's a good time.
It's a good...
That's what I want to be called. A good time.
Yeah.
Hey, if any woman ever tells you you're a good time, you heard it here. Boom.
So, okay, your sister says Morgan, number two. What do they call you, by the way?
Morgs.
Morgs?
Yeah.
They say, hey, Morgs, what about Amy?
Yeah, really sweet and kind. And she kind of, like, is the glue that holds everybody together. She's kind of like the mom of the show.
What? It's her, like that.
It's her world.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan's still new. She hasn't seen the real breakdown yet.
She has a little bit of sass.
She's seen me
and
give
fire.
You sass sometimes, right?
Yeah. You got it in there.
Thank
you got it
you.
In there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't talking about sass.
What are you talking about? You mean like an emotional breakdown?
Oh, boy.
Well, that will come.
Yeah.
She's probably heard it on air before.
Well, I mean, we had Shark Week. What was that? 3 weeks back?
That was a light one, though. Yeah, that's.
It was?
That was a light flow.
Oh, gross.
I'm talking about the show.
Stop. Well, but I mean, okay. Why? She said something about me, and you're like, oh, please, you haven't seen the real her yet. And don't worry.
But to be fair, I've said that about all three of you.
Yeah.
Amy acts like I'm picking on her.
Yeah.
What would you say Amy's about? Can you pinpoint that?
Oh, I mean, right now, I think it's really about her kids. Like, that's kind of the biggest thing in health.
What does she do on her computer the whole time? You're over there with her. You see her laptop.
I really actually don't look at all.
She's shopping.
I can't see it.
What's she buying
over
there?
I'm not shopping, Eddie.
I'm just asking.
Morgan and I have been working on my blog, like doing it every day. So we're just, sometimes we're working on
that. Yeah, I've been doing a good job at the blog.
Yeah.
We've been every day, right, Morgan?
Yeah, every day.
By the way, you're new. Like, you can see now that I wouldn't have anybody on this show that I didn't think was a really great person or get along with. Like, do you get that now?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, all these people, I punch them all in the face, but they're all, like, my best friends.
Wait, yeah, what? You have a very tight inner circle, which is a good thing.
Yeah, one day you'll get in there.
One day, hopefully.
If you last long enough. All right, so we'll come to me now. If they say, hey, what's Bobby like, what do you say?
That's hard. You're complex. I think that's the best word I can use.
Go ahead. So, but they ask you, so you have to answer.
Yeah, like, I would say you're very complex. You have a lot of, like, different personalities and sides to you, and I think it just depends on what you're going through at that time in your life.
Of my life, we've known each other for like a month.
This is amazing.
It depends on the day. Like, if you came back from a long weekend, you know, like, what are you going through that day? Or if you had a comedy show that went really well, you're probably really high on life at that moment. Or if something happened, like a controversy, like with the Lindsay L thing, you came in really fired up. It just kind of depends on what happens, and you kind of, your actions go off of what happens in your life, which is really cool. Not a lot of people are like that.
Eddie?
She's so on to something.
Go ahead.
And most of the time, we don't know what happened. But I'll talk to the guys sometimes and be like, man, Bones is in a good day today. Something happened, and we all try to guess what happened, but we don't know.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yes.
I got sleep. That's all it is.
Is that it?
If I got sleep, I come in like a million freaking bucks. If I didn't, I come in like 800,000.
And we were always wrong, guys.
Oh. Yeah, I don't really let life affect me too much.
Yeah, I don't. It's sometimes it's sleep, or sometimes, yeah, I see what Morgan's saying. Like, you can be, I don't think it's always
moody.
Necessarily.
Let's just say the word, I'm moody.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's never not been a thing. We've said that. I say that all
but
the time.
But in this room with us, especially since you're your friends, you have different hats that you wear. So sometimes you're like boss hats on. Sometimes you're, you know, not even just boss, but like, go mode, work mode, we're here to get this done hat is on. And then other times you have more of a playful hat. So I can see where, you know, there's some days I could do the exact same thing, something, and it's really not going to affect you. And then the exact same thing I may do it a different day. And depending on your mood or where it's at, like, it might be like, there.
So what you're,
then, oh, I forgot to tell you.
Same thing with me.
I'm human.
I know. I was going to say, I'm the same way. Like, sometimes you may say something to me and it may roll off my shoulder like no big deal. And other days it may make me cry.
Yes. Like, one day you'll say, Amy, you did this wrong. God, I just suck.
She did that yesterday.
I mean, all he
she
did was
did
say.
She did that yesterday.
He just said, improve your T's or something like that. And you were like, I suck. Okay, I get it. I'm just
she
terrible.
Did,
like,
she did light me up.
Because I had done a couple of other things wrong that day.
But
and some days he won't say anything. And other days it'll just be like a couple things in a row. And I'm like, God, I suck today.
No, that's not what happened. There were like four things. And I'm never like, Amy, you should have to do this better. I was like, hey, hit this better. Hit this better. And she goes,
sometimes you say it in a way more disappointed in me tone. Like,
no,
you, I
you
can
take
tell.
It that way.
No, you say it to me. And I'm like, God,
they at
so
least they heard you react, because this is the one thing that's true, is they heard you go, I suck today.
I know I
just
did.
Suck off
that
the air.
That was,
and I was
one
like,
of the times where I was like, okay, Morgan saw me come with sass a little bit, because I
was off the air.
Yeah, but she was here.
Yeah, go ahead.
She witnessed me be like, and I'm not saying that that was the reaction I should have had, and I don't.
But
think
I wasn't
that,
saying you suck.
But that's why I was taking it.
But who was but talking think, about me sucking today? Huh? Who was talking about me sucking today? Think about it, Amy.
Hey, she all of a sudden has like
no,
amnesia.
No, because she brought it up to me. Who was talking about me sucking? Who was disappointed in me today out loud?
You?
Yeah.
Yourself? I know. Oh. And I know. Where I know. I? You're the hardest
but
on
that's
yourself.
Different. That's
no,
so
but
different.
But it's true. He's like, he has expectations for himself and he has them for us too.
I messed up something. I was talking to myself and I was like, you got to do. And she heard me doing it.
I was like, who are you?
She was like, what are you doing? I was like, God, you suck. You got to do better at that. Because I messed up like a little
and what
a technical
did I say?
Thing. You were like, well, I suck too. So we suck together.
No, I tried to encourage you and I said, you don't suck. You don't. But I just feel like the last thing any of us want to do is let you down.
Well, no. And our job the last thing I want to do is let me down.
It's not like I'm doing rocket science over here. So I should be able to do everything that you need me to do and do it well. And so I'm like, God, so stupid. I suck.
But I don't say it to you like that. I don't say like, Amy, you got to do better.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
Like,
then that's how I hear it.
But this is what I say. Hey, on that right there, we got to get that bedroom. And then it's on to the next thing.
Yeah, you move on. I don't.
We don't look back.
I know. I got to
like
work on
that. Quarterback throwing interception.
You know, like
don't
you say
back.
In the Four Agreements, which I didn't end up reading that whole book. I think I got to.
How do you not read the whole book?
Because I didn't like it.
She did 2.5 agreements and checked out.
My husband read the whole thing.
It's fantastic.
Right. I read like the agreement where you're not supposed to be offended or whatever.
Yeah. In business.
In business, like mm-hmm. don't ever get offended. And I'm like, what? All I do is get offended.
All I do is fin, 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 no matter what.
So like, how can I work on that?
I think also you can judge someone's purpose when they say it. I don't say it to knock you down.
No, never.
I say it to go, hey, that wasn't there. We got to make that better. Boom, I'm on to the next thing.
Okay. See, but I don't hear it to think I hear it to think like, shoot, I just
I'm going to picture how I say it and how it should be taken, and you say back how you take it, okay?
Like just how we take it, not the real meaning?
But, okay. But both, though. Both of us, though. Because it's always somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I picture it like this. Hey, we can get a lot better at that. Da, da, da. Let's go to the next thing. And how do you take it?
I like out loud or in my head.
In your head.
In my head, I'm like, God, I freaking let him down. I suck. Like,
no, what do you hear though?
What do you hear from Bobby's words?
Oh,
like, how do you hear?
I hear like, you suck.
Like you're a failure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a failure.
And he's already moved on. And in my head, I'm like, basically, he just said, I'm finding a new co-host if you don't get it together.
Yeah, I think it's on us a lot.
Dang.
Like, I think because I look back at like how Bobby says things and I see it as like, dang, he's so upset at me or whatever. And then like after 2 weeks later, I'm like, no, he really wasn't.
But it's like when I say that to Amy, you hear me say it to Amy just like I said it and you're like
normal.
Nothing to it. But when I say the same thing to you the same way, you don't hear it how I said it to her.
No, I hear it as like, you suck.
See, I'm not alone. Yay.
But it's, what I'm saying to him is it's our fault. We're taking it the wrong way.
If I'm super consistent about something, super consistent, and I'm always consistent in that way, like, hey, this is this, this is this, this is this, super consistent. If I wasn't, I could understand that where you'd feel differently about it. I'm always consistent with, hey, this is good, this has got to get better, this is this, 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 this. It's just blocks, blocks, build the blocks, build the blocks. It's never like, that was amazing or that freaking sucked.
Right.
It's never emotional. So there's nothing more I can do except be consistent.
I'll speak for myself, need to remove some of the emotion.
Like I could be better at being like super positive about it, but then I got to get better being super negative. Like you, because then it's not worth it.
Mm.
Like if I'm super positive about things.
No, just stay the way you are. Like we're figuring it out.
Oh yeah, stay the way you are. And we've been together 11 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't think I can handle it. If you change, I'm going to be so confused.
The most important thing to me, period, is consistency. Whatever it is, if you know what you're going to get, that's the most important communication.
Do you think we're consistent?
In your own ways. Okay. Like I know.
I'm consistently not consistent.
That you're
awesome.
Consistent. I consistently have to figure you out every day. And I can tell about 1.5 breaks into the show. Sometimes I can tell in my office beforehand, but always 1.5 breaks into the show how you snap at me or how.
Or if I'm too nice, he finds that annoying.
If you're too nice, that means something really bad's happening in your life and you're trying to overcompensate and be so super nice.
One time he sent me a note, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. And he's like, and this is during the commercial break.
Go ahead.
He's like texting me. He's like, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay, are you sure? I'm like, no, nothing's wrong. I'm like, why? Why would you say that? He's like, you're just being way too nice, which is weird.
And something was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He knows you.
He does.
So, Amy, and when she's all super sweet, I know that she's doing that because something's, like, hurting inside of her. And so she's just trying to go, balance it out.
Yeah, I'm overcompensating with the sweetness. And it is. Like, I think back of sometimes when you've brought that to my attention and I think back to, like, things I said or how I was acting or my reaction to you, it's like, it was so not really genuine. It's like,
and that's all
forcing the niceness.
That's all you really want is genuine.
I know. But, I mean, I'm just trying to, I mean, if you prick me, I bleed. I'm just human.
That's right. You're the most human of everyone here.
I bleed a lot.
We just talked about it.
See, details.
Come on.
Not like that. I'm just very, I don't know. I'm a hot mess. Whatever.
So anyway, Morgan.
Okay, back to Morgan. Yeah. Do you think that she's so new, do you think she still gets starstruck with us? Because I do.
No.
I do.
No.
I never actually can. Because I'm so, I don't.
She works here. Like, no.
Hold on. Let me go first. You asked me a question. Let me answer the question. That has never once crossed my mind. I didn't even know she listened to the show when I met her. I had no idea. So I never knew her as the listener. And my first impression is always a big, like, it sets in you hard. I just knew her as, because she's the first person that I've ever hired that I didn't have, like, lined up. Like, I didn't have everybody else, that it's all seven other people.
Very true.
They're all people that have been friends or interns or people I've brought in, have held, have been like, we just wait for your shot. You'll move up. With Morgan, the Nada thing wasn't expected. So I was like, well, crap. And it was like, everybody's like, yeah, she's good. She's young, but she's good. And I was like, I don't care how young she is. I mean, I went through the same struggle of people penalizing me for being young, doing stuff. So I never thought about that. So my answer is no. But I can see where you would think that, because if I got put into even a show that I listen to growing up right now, and like, let's say Tommy Smith, who's on Little Rock, who's a real douche to me later on in life, so I don't want to give him too much credit, but I listen to that show all the time. And if I got put in a room with him, I'd probably be like, this is so cool. Like, this is what I grew up listening to. So the human part of me would still geek out a bit, especially if he was nice. He may have been having a bad day that day too, that one of the days I ran into him. But yeah. It's a good question. So, but I'm going to go no, but I would understand a bit.
Yeah, because I think she does. Because she's real quiet, and I think she's just sitting in here mesmerized, like, man.
Oh, mesmerized.
Wow. I'm actually working with these guys that I idolized when I was a kid. Like, I listened to them every morning, and they were my morning, and, like, they were the coolest people in the world. And wow. Now that she's in the same room with us every morning, yeah. I think she has those eyes like, wow. Like, she's still getting over the whole holy crap eyes. Like,
I think it's a cool job, even if you don't, like, aren't mesmerized by the exact people. Like, even if she didn't listen to the show, I think it'd be a cool
right,
job.
But the fact that she did.
Your response to this, Morgan?
No, I don't, Lunchbox. I'm just really quiet because I'm just working. Like, I'm so focused on trying to make sure I do the job really well that I'm centered on that. But that first week that I came in here, I was a little like, okay, this is really cool. This is, like, taking in the moment. But I wasn't, like, starstruck. It was more of, like, the time in my life and everything that happened. I was like, this is really awesome.
Let's compare it to an artist, Lunchbox. We get to know these artists a bit. At first, we're like, wow, this is pretty cool. Freaking Keith Urban's here. And you're like, wow, this is neat. Then it's like, cool, Keith Urban's here. Like,
right.
You're not as affected by it.
Right, so eventually she'll get there.
Oh, she's just not there yet.
Yeah, she's not there yet. And she'll open up and we'll get to know her more and she'll be like, wow, okay. And then she'll just look at herself as an equal. But right now, I feel like, she's like, I just cannot. I am so honored to be here.
An honor.
You. Yeah.
An honor. Okay. Let me talk about Blue Apron for a second. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes. You do the commercial, Lunchbox. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, it's easy. All you do is go online to blueapron.com, and they have all these recipes to choose from, and you choose three meals out of the ones, and they send them right to your front door.
By the way, he doesn't have anything to read off of. He's going by his heart. Go ahead.
It's great. And so you pick your schedule. Let's say you want to get your meals on Thursday. When you get home, they will be on your porch on that Thursday, and it gives you the recipe step by step exactly what you need and how to make it. So it's hard because you use ingredients you've never heard of, but that's the cool part. If you need a quarter cup of cinnamon, there's a quarter cup of cinnamon, so you don't have to buy 6 liters of cinnamon at the store.
Wow, you buy cinnamon in liters?
Yeah.
Dude, you need a different store.
It's ridiculous. But that's why Blue Apron is so amazing and so awesome and so easy.
Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free. Free shipping, too. If you go to blueapron.com/BobbyCast, three meals free. You should. Oh, you already get your freeze now. You didn't get your freeze for a long time.
I do get
your
freeze now, and it is so good.
Blueapron.com/BobbyCast. You love how good it feels and tastes. Blueapron.com/BobbyCast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Morgan, do you have any questions? This is a good time to ask them.
I don't think so. I do want to say one other thing, though.
Go ahead.
About you. You asked what, you know, people ask about you. I say the biggest thing is that you have a really big heart, and not a lot of people know that. Like, I can tell just from monitoring socials how big of a heart you have. Because
how do you monitor? How do you tell about monitoring socials?
Like, all the listeners that engage with you, how you respond to the listeners. You know, when you're out in a city and you're engaging with listeners, and how you post the pictures and stuff. It may be a front, and I could be totally
it's
all, off.
It is. I go with that. I go with front. It's a complete front.
I think there's
I don't feel
a front, though.
I don't feel comfortable with this conversation.
It's not a front.
It's a total front, and don't believe anything you see.
No, there's stuff that you don't even see.
Nah, like, don't believe it. I'm paying them to say this.
I mean, well, we've known you long enough, and I think people know there's stuff that is put out there, and it's good that it's out there because hopefully it can encourage others to do something out there in the world, whatever that may be, big or small. But there's other things you do that are so quiet nobody ever knows about.
All right. Well, that's a wrap of the Bobby Gale.
All right.
For real.
Yeah, I know.
Remember
I don't
that time you
I don't feel comfortable.
Like,
I don't like talking about
when you did that one thing for the one person and
I like to control my own narrative, good and bad.
Yeah, remember.
I'm a control freak.
Yes, you are.
I mean, for sure 100% control freak. I still run my own board. At this stage of my career, there should be a producer pushing all the buttons. That's normal.
At this point, though, that would just be weird.
The host of like big shows, for the most part, sit and they have maybe a small board, and they let a producer push all the sounds and buttons, and they'd hit something here like.
Ain't no good.
They'd put, but me, I'm such a control freak. I need to have everything. Always have, and I also like to control the good things, like to say I'm myself, and the bad things, like to say I'm myself, and it's a weird place. People will go. But the people will say both things. Why do you beat up on yourself so much? It's so annoying. And why do you talk so good about yourself? It's so annoying. And I get both sides that come at me, but I can control it. And the only thing you can control is fear itself. That's not the saying?
Yeah, who said that?
Yeah, give me fear, give me death. That's not it?
No.
Oh, the one small fear for man, one fear for giant mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Close,
that's
but
it.
Crap. So. I really screwed that up. Well, Morgan, welcome. Did you sign a contract?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We're still up in the air right now.
Oh.
Oh, well, so not welcome? Is that, we take that back?
Well, no, I don't think Mike D has either. Mike D's full time now, too.
Okay.
So I think it's. So
you guys can be cut at any time.
Snoops.
Whoa, Eddie, no. See, there's such a huge, important part of this team. You know, why would you want to cut him right away? You're
Do
such
you
a jerk,
think that
Eddie.
She, her job's important, Lunchbox?
Oh,
you,
yeah.
No. Hold on.
Oh.
Because you would tell, not you would, a little bit was you just, you and Nada just did not get along.
I didn't like that girl.
Here we go.
But say that
aside
girl.
From
oh
that,
gosh.
You would say things about her job. Do you feel the same way about her job?
I mean, she does. Like, when I look at her,
uh-huh.
and I think she is more tuned in, and she's more about promoting the show and, you know, its interest
okay.
instead of promoting.
And we're not going
this
instead
is not
of.
About that.
No.
It's not about that.
That's not
you
what
know,
about.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she's.
No, all I'm asking is if you think her job's important.
I think it's important.
Well, on a scale of 1 to. If you're. Okay, no. If I'm a 10.
No,
no.
No, go ahead.
If
you
I'm
didn't
a,
say if I was what?
If I'm
what
a 10.
What am I, though? Okay, if, but if on that scale, what would
if
I be?
I'm a 10 and
oh,
you're an
great.
8.
Okay, I'm an 8.
Yeah,
that's not bad. I think an 8.
If I'm a 10.
I mean, it's a little low, but whatever.
I'm 10, Amy's 9, you're 8.
What? Amy's 9?
Yeah.
How's she at him?
So, where would Morgan fall on that in the scale number? Her job.
Her job.
And what? How she does. Go ahead.
I'd say 4.5.
That's pretty crappy. That's below average.
I mean, it adds to the show.
Rank everybody's job, like from importance
oh my
to
God.
Least
why
importance.
What phones? Why do you
no,
get
no,
it?
No, from importance to least importance. So go ahead.
Oh my.
Okay.
God.
Well, obviously Bobby's number one.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Go one. Bobby one. Go ahead.
Okay. Amy and I two.
One. Oh, so you got to go. There are no ties.
Okay. Then me.
You're two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Amy.
Okay. Three.
Then I will say Ray.
Audit 4.
Yeah, and then Eddie.
5.
Oh, then we get down to this. I'll say.
Here's the one common denominator. These are three jobs he has no idea what they do.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, I would say.
Two of them are in their classroom, and one of them he doesn't understand the internet. So that's where these three are with him. Go ahead.
The internet.
No, I understand the internet.
Go ahead.
And then I would say New Morgan.
You're leaving the head producer and Mike D.
And then I would go Old Morgan, and then I'd go Mike D.
Dang.
At last.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey.
I just think you don't know the contributions that are being made, and that's okay.
No. You said rank them. There has to be a rank.
What are you rank? What are you basing it off
there
of?
There has to be. I'm just going off rank. The,
off
no
of
matter
rank. Off of your rank.
Yes.
Listen, I'm just using the data that I made for myself.
Here's
for this poll.
Someone was going to be last no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, no matter who I put last, you would say,
my source is me.
You would say, you just don't know what they do.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that
there was something in common with the people you had at the bottom. was that you don't know their job.
No, I know their job.
Okay.
I know exactly what they do.
You know exactly what...
What do I do?
What does Mike D do?
Mike D says, thanks for calling the Body Bone Show. And he comes up with some memes every once in a while. And he writes a couple things and he gives you segment ideas. Got it. That's what he does. That's what Mike D does.
Okay.
So.
A lot more than that. But okay.
No, I mean, not really. Not really. There's not much more else he can do.
Okay. He comes up with a lot of segment
ideas. That's what I'm saying.
Like. But that's a big part. If you get something on the air, that's a big deal.
Right.
He gets way more on the air than you do. Way more.
I would disagree with that.
But I know. I'm the one who's like finding the things that are interesting. Like Mike Dean actually talk about stuff and segments and games and, you know.
Really games? Because we don't play that many games. So for to say that he gets a lot of games on the air.
I didn't say he gets a lot of games. I said third, like segments, ideas, games.
Yeah, but I bring segment ideas and... Those segments don't take off unless we talk about them and make them interesting. So you can write them down. And the fact that you guys verbally talk about it.
No. That talk just means text.
Text, okay.
Or
I am not very good at writing, okay? Some of my segments are gold. And I'm like, how do we not talk about that?
And you should talk with producer Morgan and verbally talk them out.
Morgan doesn't like my ideas either.
Mike.
There's something in common. With, nobody likes your ideas but you.
I'm just telling you.
But, like, honestly. Utilizing Morgan or Mike in that way has been helpful. Like, Mike, do I call or text you some nights? Yeah. Like, hey.
Maybe we'll call me with an idea and we'll work it out.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, because I like bouncing ideas off of him and I'll feel like I'm close. Like, I have a prep idea, but I'm kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of missing something. So I call and either run it by Mike or see what he thinks or see if he has anything to add to it or how can we make this work. And then Bobby may use it or he may never use it. And you
or
just
may
on.
Save it for a month. And bring it out of nowhere.
Right. Oh, and I never
gets Hail Mary'd sometimes.
Like I said, I never rough. Said that Mike D didn't work hard. I mean, he's a hard worker, yes. But you asked me to rank, and that's what happens. When you say rank the greatest baseball players of all time, someone's going to be at the bottom no matter what. Hmm. They're still in the big league, so they're still really good.
But you didn't say that. You never mentioned that anyone was really good.
But you didn't say, hey, mention that.
And you
really
gave her
good.
A 4.5 when you didn't have to rank her. That you could have said, I mean, and it's your opinion, so I'm not saying it's wrong.
Right, you said before, give her something.
Right.
What did you want me to give her? I'm not going to give her a 7 because she ain't on my level.
8.
All right.
I mean, that's just true.
I respect your opinion. I don't agree with everything you say, but I respect your opinion.
What?
But you bring things in other ways.
That's what
everybody
I'm saying.
Does something different.
That's what I mean. Like, what I bring... You can't be quantified in physics.
It's
like
not
I mean,
tangible.
What?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It can't be quantified in physics. Amy just said it in one word.
What did she say?
Tangible.
There you go. That's not physics.
All right. Fake what? Words. Fake words.
No.
Fake words.
Are you guys didn't take physics?
Yeah, we did. But
okay,
but
I did too.
Just because you're using a word doesn't mean it's used properly.
I think it was. Did, actually.
Hippopotamus.
I definitely didn't take physics.
I didn't take physics. Yeah. I just didn't. I took like chemistry in the community, which was one step below regular chemistry.
Oh, you were on the other the downside.
It's a special class, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Morgan, would you like to say anything else?
No, I think we close it out on Lunchbox with that one.
I don't have to close it out, but yeah.
No, it's nothing bad. Like, that's what I'm saying.
There's
like,
nothing bad. It's your opinion. I asked you for an opinion. You gave it to me.
Yeah, people get all upset.
No one's upset. We're just counterpointing you, and then you get upset someone has a different opinion than you. That's what it is.
No, you guys get upset that I have a different opinion than you guys. So, okay, if you want it, let's do rankings. Bobby, rank them, because someone's going to be on the
Amy
bottom.
Amy won.
No. You have to include yourself because remember, Lunchbox included himself.
How many times have I said on the air?
Oh, my, stop it.
Oh, stop. I'm
stop
not
it with this is Amy's
you.
World again.
How many times have I said that Amy
hey,
is
guys,
the star of the show?
Just because you don't agree with his
that's
opinion.
Right, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, but why?
There
right.
we go. Notice, hey, when you make you. A list, everybody gets upset.
Why in the world would you, first of all, now this is happening.
Amy
why
won.
Why would you put me above you? This is your show. You put in the most work. Why in the world would you label me one above you?
Because I don't think I'd be as good as I am without you. Amy won. It's my list.
All right.
Amy won.
Okay.
Bobby 2.
This is where he struggles.
No.
This is where he struggles.
Hold on. He's like, oh man, that was like
if I'm thinking if I had to cut people off for a day, I couldn't do the show for a week, like where would I peel from?
Oh.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Because that's where that's how I do it.
Who you can.
And I'm going to go a week because some things you can do without a day of, but it's hard to do it without a week
got
of.
Got it.
So I go Amy 1, Me too. Morgan number one, old Morgan three. Ray four. Mike D five.
You've been drinking. Wait, you're on
no,
the
sauce. Doesn't drink.
Lunchbox six.
Okay, he doesn't drink.
Lunchbox okay. six.
Whatever.
He doesn't drink.
Eddie seven, and the new Morgan so far is she's the last one.
I am. You are.
No. He doesn't drink. He hasn't slept in a week.
I mean, he must
he
be
hasn't
on
slept
something.
In 2 weeks.
I mean, this dude has lost.
Yeah, he's delusional.
Hey, can we get someone in here to check his mental
he's
state?
He's delusional.
Like,
yeah.
He is
call
so
the nurse.
This is oh my god,
Bobby.
Like America is going to be like,
Stop.
You are so out of control. This is. I mean, you need you. We're going to put you on a 7-7 hold or whatever it's called. I mean, there is no
a 51-50.
Way. 51-50. Maybe whatever. It's
quantum physics hold.
Yeah. 7-7.
I mean, the one where you're involuntary.
You can't ask my opinion.
Oh, I can ask your opinion. And I can criticize it just like you criticize me. Because that is unbelievable. That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
That's pretty ridiculous.
I didn't say if it wasn't important.
Like you,
you're all in the big leagues.
Like,
you're all amazing.
Like he's taking your words. Let's go.
I mean, everybody gets an A+. It's just who's A+ when I take
part. I mean, you come up with lists of all the time, and some of them are out of control.
Yeah.
Like Luke Bryan's top songs, you had like number two, a Christmas song. Stop. This was the worst.
But there was
wish.
A reason why it was number two.
Yeah, because you loved it. Whatever.
No, because
I
so many people have done Run, Run, Rudolph.
Okay.
But Luke is so different. And I think as far as his songs go, that's my number two favorite Luke song.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all about the environment.
I got it. Yep. And I mean, I'm not needing this environment, so I'm out.
There he goes.
Oh, there he goes. Fun. Goodbye, lunch.
Bye, guys. But I'm back. See, that's much more fun than
we better
than
shut it down without him. I didn't realize how important he was.
Oh, man. Yeah, you might want to upgrade.
Okay.
Woo!
We're going to be done. Everybody can promote one thing. Amy, promote something.
Okay, well, since we're on a podcast, I have a podcast every week, too.
Go ahead.
It's a Love What Matters podcast, and you can find it lovewhatmatters.com. You can listen to it on iHeart or iTunes, and you can subscribe. And it's, you know, like our Tell Me Something Good segment on the show. We do about 4 really feel-good stories and then normally have an interview every week with someone's story that has gone viral.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what would you like to promote? Whatever you want.
Oh, I'll promote Kid Power since I'm wearing the shirt today, and that's where I volunteer. It's an after-school organization for the inner-city youth. And so if you want to send us some school supplies here at the station, you know, hey, I'll donate them to Kid Power, and so those kids can have backpacks and, you know, books and folders for their school. Our address is...
Hold on. Here's a problem with this. They can find it online, but it's not a problem, and I hope they do. But if they don't hear this in the next couple to few weeks, because podcasts last for like a year...
Hey... They can always use supplies at Kid Power. Let
go.
Me tell you.
That's what you need to say because people will go, this is in November, so I can't.
Kid Power can always use supplies for the kids. I mean, even if you have clothes, we give clothes to the kids because they have the same outfits a lot of times day in and day out. So anything you can send, we'll take it.
Eddie.
I have nothing to promote, so I'll just promote BobbyCast. I think episode 22, that's mine. That was pretty interesting. That was my favorite one. Me on socials, producer Eddie, all the way through. There's some good stuff in there.
I envy you guys that have the same social media name and all your stuff.
Because you have...
He has Snapchat. It's
weird.
Like Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, just hit that radio lunchbox, all sizes. Are all platforms, not sizes.
Sizes.
7-7 hole.
I meant sites.
All the physics sites.
You can come and watch Eddie and I do a bunch of shows in the fall. Well, I don't think we've announced dates yet for things, but we're going to go back on the road. The Raging Idiots are, and we'll have some new songs, a couple new songs, but we're going to go back out and we're going to do an Austin show. I think I can announce. I can't really announce anything, but Austin, we'll go to Oklahoma City, probably Lubbock, some places. And every ticket, there's a donation to Musicians on Call. So if you come out to that, it's an organization that I work with very closely. So you come watch Raging Idiots show if you want. Just RagingIdiots.com. It will be the most fun concert, one of them you've ever been to.
Yeah, and if they've gone to shows in the past, like we don't say this a lot, but we've gotten way better.
Debatable, but they're always fun.
Always fun. I just
you know
feel
why
like...
we've gotten better? Because we hire better people to play with us in the band.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. But I feel like we're having so much more fun, too. And, like, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Y'all every minute legit. Of it.
We're not legit.
No, you are. I enjoy your concerts a lot. I promise. Like, it's fun watching y'all
Like, when
grow.
People, after they see us, like, Luke Bryan, he's like, you know, he didn't say, like, man, you guys are awesome. He said, you guys are fun.
That's almost like saying, hey, you got a good personality.
Well, I'll take it. Like, you guys look like you're having
Jake
so
Owen
much fun.
Came up to me after iHeart and he was like, I didn't expect that to be good. It was good.
I love that.
Well, yeah. Dude. Do you want to hear? I got a ratings.
Dude. Ratings for what?
Ratings report.
I still don't know how to read those.
For the Bobby Cast or the Bobby Bone Show?
The Bobby Bone Show.
Oh.
Well, this is going to get great reviews, I'll tell you that.
So when you're in 100, it's only one day, so they come in all splotchy, meaning you get some one day, 20 the next day, 20 the next day, 20 the next day. So these are the ones that just, I mean, this email was from.
This is a daily.
Late last night. No, it's for a quarter.
Okay.
Year over year up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 up, 3 down for this one day, which is a good number to have. Up, Little Rock, Baton Rouge, Biloxi, Oklahoma City, Fort Smith, Fort Myers, Tucson, Tulsa, Dayton, Fresno, Albuquerque, El Paso. Not up, Tuscaloosa, New Orleans, Charleston.
What, New Orleans, what is happening? Charleston, what is
you
up?
Can't look, dude, when you have 15 or whatever.
You can't look at the three that aren't going up?
No, you can look at them, but it's like everything doesn't go up.
Do you sit there and wonder, like, what am I doing wrong?
Oh, I think about that for the show, but never for this. Because sometimes you have station managers that are really tuned into the show and do a lot of inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are technical issues that crap out. Sometimes we're just not doing as good of shows over a period of time. There are lots of variables. But if you can go about 10 and 4, 11 and 3, that's success.
But do you say, like, oh, New Orleans is down. Let's talk about oysters.
No, I don't.
No?
I don't do that.
Like,
no.
And then it's like, boom, New Orleans is up again.
No, I don't do that.
Huh.
Anyway, that's it. Got to go. Appreciate you being here. This is episode what, Mike?
72,
the BobbyCast. You want to promote anything, Mike D? You have a favorite emo
movie?
Band or something?
No. Snapchat movie reviews.
Snapchat movie reviews. His name is at Mike Destro. DeeEstro. Yeah, Lunchbox.
Hey, when's this one going up?
Right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Why?
I want to get promoting it because people are going to love it.
Okay. Like, it's going to get uploaded in like the next 15 minutes. As soon as it's done on these, we load them up immediately.
You know who does that? Mike D. I don't know if
Do you know who produces? Oh, it doesn't matter.
No,
yeah, don't get him started.
Mike D has about 7 jobs.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a separate entity.
A what?
Entity. Separate entity.
Yes, you are valuable in different ways. Lunchbox.
I'm
You're
saying.
You're so valuable to the show.
You asked me what he does for the show. Mm-hmm.
The show's all everything. The show's not just what goes over the transmitter into the cars during the morning. The show's everything.
Right now, we are the show the on
app,
the BobbyCast.
Yeah, the app goes back into the show. The web goes back into the show. That's the radio show. The
right,
radio show.
The web.
Not,
I understand the web. Yes,
all of
that.
It. This is the show.
So, Raging Idiots.
Do you consider this
back?
Part of the show?
Yeah, of course it does. Why would people listen to this? Because of the show. Why will they listen and learn more about it and listen to the show more? This, all of it goes.
Okay,
the show.
Then maybe I look at it wrong because I consider this a separate business.
It's all
deal.
The show,
like a separate show, But you can.
It's all the show.
Okay. Hey.
I always said, hey, so he gets it now. Yeah, usually if he just says okay, we say, okay,
just
hey.
Just confirm his value. Like, we need to right now, I feel like
no,
we need to, like,
Amy,
confirm
your value. No, Amy, I don't care.
Value.
I know my value. I know my
guys,
value.
Who
I
thinks
know.
He doesn't care right now?
I am a baller.
I don't believe it.
Okay, so you don't need to
we
hear
all think you're
no,
a baller.
Valuable.
I know it. Like, I know
you're
that
important.
I'm valuable.
You're
a
very important.
You're a huge part
I know
of this
I
show.
I know, guys, I don't need you.
Only two people got for sure invited to the Hall of Fame.
I know, and I'm going. And I'm number 6 on the list, so who cares? Those other guys can be higher. I guess that doesn't work. I was gonna say I'm higher, but I'm lower, but I'm more important. But I'm going to the Hall of Fame, so I don't care.
So,
I know it.
What do you say? Suck me beautiful.
Suck me beautiful.
Casanova.
When he said that on the air, it didn't sound appropriate.
No.
And he didn't give any context that it was from a movie or they meant his neck. He just said, you know, Casanova, suck me beautiful. And Eddie and I went, what? And Eddie goes, that doesn't sound appropriate. It was from American Pie, and it was about a neck.
Yeah, a movie that came out 20 years ago.
About a neck. It doesn't sound like it'd be about a neck.
Man, that's a good movie. If you've never seen American Pie, get that one. That's a good one.
Some days you're like around a 2 or 3, for sure.
Oh, yeah, some days I'm a 2 or 3, but some days I'm a 10. It just depends. We all have our ups and downs.
No, there aren't 10 people on the list.
I thought you were saying, like, rating.
Oh, no, you're never a 2 on the rating list.
Oh, I mean, sometimes I have a 2 day where I'm like, I wasn't that good today, but then sometimes.
You do? Wow, you're admitting that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not money all the time.
Well, I mean, I can. Hey, money can only shine when you let it polish.
Hey, I always take that beat. When those wheels turn, that's on hey. He's like, I'm a hey. That's like with those Snickers. You need a minute? You know, you put the Snickers. Yes. His is hey. What is it? Want to get? No. It's like there's someone asking.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
No. It's the other one. Where you eat it and you need a second to like.
Take a break?
Is it, what's it?
I think it's a Kit Kat. You
break a piece of that Kit Kat bar?
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
We're done.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Not an ad.
Definitely not an ad.
90% of the stuff we do are not ads.
I know, but I feel like sometimes and people, we have to say, like, I know, this is not an ad.
I do.
That's the wrap up music, Amy.
Oh. I know.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm going to put this on Instagram, too. Okay, we're taping a Bobby cast in the studio right now. We just finished it. There's Amy. We rarely do Bobby casts from in the studio, but it's after the show right now. And there's a brand new Bobby cast. What episode is it?
72.
Episode 72, where we talk to our new girl, Morgan, and get her thoughts about working with the show for the first time. And then Lunchbox tells us how... What was this about, basically?
Man, it was about life and about how important we are to the show.
Not really. It veered there.
Oh, and we talked about toilets.
Bathroom. Oh, yeah.
We did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Going up poo-poo.
All right, so there's a new Bobby cast up, episode number 72. It's up right now. Go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby cast, or you can go to iTunes, search Bobby cast, and that's it. There's music in my ears, but you guys can't hear the music, so it's kind of weird that
we're talking about music
they can't hear. Oh. All right, thank you, Instagram. New Bobby cast is up. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.